broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. We're online here at philhendryshow.com. We're across the country on all kinds of marvelous radio stations all over the place. It's great for you to join us. And our radio show is, I don't think there's ever been a radio show where it is more truly said that in order for you to really grasp what we're doing here, you need to give us a little bit of time. Not that I'm, you know, I mean, you know, time is money to you guys, so I understand. But, you know, just this is a very different thing that's going on here. I don't know.
Sure is.
All right. Dr. Ron Tarner is going to join us this hour. We're going to talk about a rather disturbing trend, I think, and that is the sexting, that is the sending of sexual messages or pictures by teens. 1 in 4 teens, according to a study, does this. And, you know, we've talked on our show before about how kids have been sexualized at an early age, and all it does is rob a kid of their childhood. You know, they've got their whole life to do adult stuff, and you've only got a few years to be a kid. And, the adults that enable children in this sexualization, those people ought to be taken out and run over with a variety of different cars, you know.
Not just one car?
No, not just one car. Maybe a truck, then a car, then another car.
What about that toddler thing?
The toddlers and tiaras, I mean, I'm glad that channel, whatever the hell it is, A&E, whoever does, I'm glad that's a public service to show you what kind of freaks, what kind of sick freaks we got out there for parents, man. All right, 877-876, and that's my opinion. That's just the way it goes. You don't have to agree, and I get it. 877-876-7445. What did I just say? 877-876-7445. Yeah, that's our number. Ron?
Hey, Phil, if you want, I've got it written down, so please.
No, I thank you very much, Ron. I'm sorry. I just sort of, I spaced.
I can certainly understand that. You're talking to the right guy.
I am talking to the right guy. Dr. Ron Tarner is an astronomer. He works at the Mountain Meadow Observatory in Coverdale, Colorado. He's also at times a middle school and high school teacher. And we thank you for joining us, Ron. We usually have Vernon Dozier or one of our other educators on. We thank you for joining us here on this Friday night.
Well, it's my pleasure, Phil, and it is an issue that we're becoming more and more familiar with. I do an awful lot of substituting, although this year I have been hired full time at the Destry High School in Denver, which is a magnet school. It is a school for gifted kids, so I have been working there continuously over this last season.
Are you teaching summer school?
I was going to say that we did do a session of summer school as well. That's correct.
All right. The story here is about teenagers sexting. More than a quarter of American teenagers send nude photos of themselves electronically, and those who engaged in sexting were almost twice as likely as their peers to have had sex. About half of almost 1,000 students aged 14 to 19 from 7 public high schools in Texas said they had been asked to send a naked photo electronically, according to a study published in the Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine. Another third reported asking someone else to send them a nude picture. So you're familiar with this?
We are familiar with it, Phil, and to the extent that as teachers we can control it, and to the extent that as administrators it can be controlled, we do that. There is a obvious problem that young people are sending these pictures to each other. You made the point of the sexualization of our young people, and I agree. It's out of control. We also have the problems of trust between teachers and between students. How do you talk to a student about this? Do you have the trust of a student when it comes to this particular issue? And there is no clearer indication of whether you have the trust of a student when it comes to this particular topic, then is that student willing to open up to you about something like this? You also have to ask yourself, and I ask myself this question, what respect or trust does the student have for me individually or in particular? And this is an issue that has made it very clear. We have, I will say we, I, and it's a tough thing to admit, I don't have the trust of my students.
What would indicate to you that you have that? Do the kids not talk to you? Do they not...
I think the most ready example of whether we have distrust is if they're sending these pictures of themselves to other students and other kids, and you have trust with that student so that they see you as someone they could confide in, then you would expect that at some point these pictures would come to you as a teacher. Now, I'm not saying that I want them for prurient reasons. That's got nothing to do with it. But if there is the trust between you and the student, then at some point you would expect to see one or two of these in your inbox. And throughout the entire school year, as you open up your email and you are looking to see what communications you have from parents, what communications you have from the administration. We don't encourage students to email us directly because I would rather not have any exclusive email communication with students that their parents are not aware of. But by the same token, if you want the trust of a student...
If you want the trust of a student, you expect the student would mail you these pictures.
You, at some level, yes. At some, not again, this has got nothing to do with prurience. It is a trust issue.
So how do you open up these lines of communication? I'm not so sure it's a good thing, though, to get these pictures.
Well, let me tell you what I did and what some of the teachers here at Destry did. I had a closed-door meeting with our senior girls, and it was strictly with the female students of our senior class. And I sat down, and I had a heart-to-heart. I told them, we had set out the notice that this would be a closed-door meeting between myself, Dr. Masters, and the senior class girls. And let's just get this on the table and ask, well, what's going? Do you trust us or don't you? Now, what I did say was that if we receive... If as a female or whatever, and I know that this is very touchy, Phil.
I'll say it's touchy. You're a male student. You're a male teacher asking for these emails.
No. I just said if you are reluctant. No, hold on for a minute, Phil. I said if you are reluctant to send to us these pictures that you are sending to other students, the nude shots, then let us assure you. Because you do trust us, or you don't trust us, let us assure you can. Those pictures would go into a folder, which I would call the trust folder, and we would not look at them, nor would we email them out, nor would we share them. Is that the situation? So we said them. Is that the story? And I kind of got the feeling that it was.
How did you get the feeling that it was?
Well, the girls just sort of stared at us, and I could tell that it was one of those, they were giving us that look of, you nailed it, you know, we can't really come out and say anything about it.
How do you know they were not saying anything about it? Because they were a little bit taken aback.
I didn't get that. And later on, I had, I went out to dinner with Jack Masters, who's one of our senior class advisors, and we had a couple of drinks, and I asked him, I said, what did you get from that? And he said, I think they were giving us the sort of the unspoken signal that, yes, we're down with that, using the young people vernacular.
But they didn't come right out and say it.
Well, I think it's something that you're not going to come out and say, because then the word gets out, hey, Dr. Tarner, I'm going to mail him nude pictures of me.
Okay, Ron, I got to ask you this, man. It sounds like there's a lot of behind the scenes here that the parents are not involved in.
Well, Phil, I'm on your radio show tonight to try to get the word out as gently as I can that we've got a trust issue, and we asked the girls, if you don't trust us because you're afraid the pictures will go to, a porn site or something, we will put it in a folder.
And you will not share with the administration or the parents that this student has sent you these pictures. That's what I have a problem with.
Well, you got to hear me out. No one's going to see the pictures.
It still doesn't matter. If I'm a father and my daughter has sent you a naked picture of herself and you've put it into a trust folder, you're in possession of those pictures.
I'm not, but what you're not hearing, Phil, and I don't know whether you're refusing to hear me.
No, I am hearing you. You're saying you're not looking at them.
Well, are you calling me a liar?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you've known me for a long time.
I've known you as a guest on my show. I'm just saying, as an average father, I wouldn't know what to think. Hold on for a minute, okay?
Well, I got to tell you, that's very insulting.
Hold on for just a minute. Dr. Ron Turner on the line with us as we talk about students sexting pictures, sending naked pictures. Dr. Turner has said to his senior class girls, if you don't trust me sending them to me, I will put them in a folder. The whole idea is, if you trust me as your teacher, you would send me these pictures. 877, I don't know if that's the right message or not, 877-876-7445. It's world famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back with Dr. Ron Turner in a moment.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-7445. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. Dr. Ron Turner with us from Mountain Meadow Observatory and the Destry School, which is a magnet school, right, Ron?
Well, yeah. It's a school for gifted young people, gifted... our school is middle school and high school.
All right. You know, there's a lot going on with what you're telling me. Sexting pictures. First of all, sending them through electronically, through the mail, through email, sending them in cyberspace, sending any kind of pornography, especially underage, is against the law.
Well, hold on for a minute. I'm not sending anything.
No, I know that. But what I'm saying is, when you say to these kids, why aren't you sending me these pictures?
No, I didn't say that. I said to them, do you trust us? And the kids are, okay, you know, yes, we do. And I said, well, if you trust us as teachers, there's a lot of ways of that you would show that. And one of them would be the fact, you know, yes, in a way I did. And if you're saying that I broke the law, I think you're wrong because...
I've got a caller hanging on, but hold on. I'm not saying you broke the law necessarily. I'm saying, are you asking these girls to send you these pictures?
No, I'm saying if you're sending these pictures around, you need them to come to us because we are your teachers and you need to trust us. And I had the closed door meeting with the students.
And you're not looking at these pictures?
No. We're simply saying... that if this is what you're doing, then why are we not the recipients as well as other trusted individuals? That's all.
So the sending of a naked picture indicates trust.
Well, I think you're going way overboard here. I didn't say to them, hey, send me a nude picture. That means you... I said...
Well, in a sense, you are. You're saying if you kids are sexting these pictures...
Well... What you're doing now is you're just putting words in my mouth and confusing me. I said, are you girls sending pictures of your you-know-what?
Well, what does that mean, you-know-whats?
I said to the girls, are you showing it in these pictures? And if you are, that's wrong. But if you are, well...
If you are, you need to send them to us.
Yes, if you trust us. But I think what you've done here is you've manipulated and twisted it around so it sounds like I've got, you know, that I'm a pornographer. And I can assure you that is absolutely not the case.
Well, I'm not trying to say that, Ron. I'm wondering, though, if what you're doing is wise at all. Let's go to a phone call here. We have Dave on the line. Dave, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ron Turner.
Hi, guys. I have a couple
Hello, sir.
I am in education, and I have a couple points. The first point I want to make is that before you touch this subject at all, you should be, as an educator, you should be consulting your legal department, because there's a very good chance that what you're saying is illegal and could be looked at in a court of law as you asking for child pornography. I'm not saying it is. I'm not passing the value judgment on what you're saying. I'm just saying that by doing what it sounds like what you're doing, you might be putting your job at risk.
Well, I doubt it, but I, you know, certainly...
Well, I think it's good advice.
I also have to say, the fact that you doubt it makes me doubt that you're an educator, because
we are challenged these days by a multitude of problems that a generation ago other teachers were not. So I don't know, because I don't have the magic answer, does it necessarily make me...
Yeah, but what this man's saying, excuse me, Dave, for interrupting you, but there's certain legal areas the teachers today... Go ahead.
No, please say what you were going to say, but I do want
to... Well, I was just simply going to say that there's certain legal areas, you know...
Well, Phil, this gentleman is a teacher, and I'm a teacher, and what are you again? A talk show host, so... Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to facilitate the conversation. I'm just simply saying that there are legal areas that I think teachers today have to be aware of that teachers were not aware of years ago. There are, yeah.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about? You got teachers now are being brought up on charges if they pat a kid on the shoulder. So you got to, you know what's going on.
Well, nobody's going to bring the guy up on charges.
Well, they're being accused, at least. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, on that issue, and this, I do want to make my second point, but on the issue, as a teacher, you're held to a different standard. If you're accused of something in a community, it doesn't matter if you're guilty or not. Your history. If your district comes up and says you're trying to collect pornography, your reputation is shot. And unless you're consulting your district and your legal department, what you're doing is, in my opinion, very foolhardy.
Well, let me ask you something. As a teacher, and you're sitting there, and you know this stuff is flying through cyberspace, I mean, you're not the least bit curious?
What does that mean?
Because I'm asking you, gentlemen.
No. My orientation, I'm a teacher. I'm also a single father raising three kids. So
yeah,
I understand this issue very well. And my concern is with the health of the child. Now, for that, I have no desire or need to ever see pictures. My concern is on orienting the child towards the healthiest behavior I can. Now, kids are going to be curious about sex, and there's nothing you can do about that. If you want their trust, you're not going to say to them, that's wrong. If they've already done it, you just lost them.
Good point.
Well, look, I want to say this, Dave. You sound like a great teacher. I am a part-time teacher. My field is astronomy. I primarily work at the observatory and at the University of Denver, but I filled in doing these classes at the high school level. And I feel like I'm some kind of a bum now, you know.
Well, why?
Well, this guy knows what he's doing. And I'm sitting here. I feel like a, you know.
Well, if you've got bad intentions.
I have two issues I'm addressing. One is your safety of your job. You need to protect more carefully, in my opinion. And the other is, what is the best way to help children orient themselves towards a healthy sexual growth? Now, kids are curious. Huh. There's nothing you can do about that. And technology is what it is, and there's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I've never thought about.
Well, you got to think about it if you're teaching at a high school level.
I just, they told me to come in and cover the science for the senior class.
Well, you still got to think of. I mean, if you're doing science, and I understand you're good at it, but now you got sexting, all this jazz. Hey, listen, Dave, thank you. I got to take a break here. There's our bumper music. Thank you, sir, for your call. You understand what I'm saying?
All I know is that bad. He sounds like a good father, a good team, but I feel like I'm a dirty. I feel like some dirty guy in an alley, And I did that. That was not my intention coming on your program.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, you know.
Well, it's kind of, that's how I've been made to feel. I'm like some filthy man in an alley with dirty underwear that's pulled down to his knees and an overcoat. And it's wrong. I think it's unfair.
All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Ron Tarner on the line with us from Denver, Colorado. Dr. Tarner, we've had on periodically talking about scientific news, things that have been happening in the news in the world of science. Dr. Tarner's also done teaching at various middle schools in the Denver area and has been teaching for the last year at one of the magnet schools there. And he joins us to talk about this problem of kids sexting. And you just heard from a very good teacher there, Ron. You said that gentleman, Dave.
Absolutely. He sounded like a very, he had it together. And I understand something, if I could.
Let me just set this up for the audience.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that Ron's with us talking about his experience as a teacher and how you've been dealing with this sexting problem. Kids, primarily girls, I guess, sending naked pictures of themselves.
Well, yeah. I mean, as I said, and I was trying to be candid.
And I appreciate that.
There's pictures that are out there on the internet or whatever that are being cyber sex and this kind of deal. And I don't want anyone to think that I'm getting my, how do you say it, I'm getting my jollies looking at underage girls. One thing I don't get my jollies doing is looking at underage boys. So if you say that there's sexting going on with these photographs and there's boys doing it, let me just say this. I already feel bad enough. I'm not queer. I shouldn't say queer.
You're all right. I understand. But this is that falls beyond. We're not talking about gay now, man. If they're underage kids, we're talking about a more serious problem than an adult having sex with a kid, regardless of the orientation. We're talking about the impropriety. You know what I'm saying?
No. This is what you start to get into all of this explanation. I'm a scientist, Phil.
Well, I'm trying to explain it.
No, I know, but I'm a scientist. And my world is primarily the world of looking into areas of life that most people don't look into. We're looking into, as an astronomer, for instance, we look into the dynamics of the solar system, of the galaxy, of our universe, in terms of spatial relationships between these so-called heavenly bodies. It's a solitary work, and there are other people in the work, and I do communicate with them, but we are, to coin a phrase, a bunch of Poindexters. We're a bunch of dorks, you know.
You self-described that way, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're just a bunch of dorks and nerds, and now I get into the world, and I'm teaching, and someone, you know, sends the word around on an email, there's these nude pictures, okay. So, me and Jack Masters, who also works in the science field, we sat down with the girls and said, if you trust us,
you'll send us these pictures. And that's where that guy was saying, you may be soliciting the sending of
No, I understand.
Child pornography.
Yeah, no, I understand that now. And now I feel like I've been misunderstood because it seems as if the impression is given that I'm, as I said, some dirty old guy with his underwear pulled down. You know what I mean?
No, I understand. And you're not a perv.
No, God almighty. I've got a son. I'm married. Well, that's my second marriage. But I was...
Let me ask you something. When you said to the girls you could send them to us, we keep them in a trust folder.
Well, yeah, the trust folder means that nobody, and I'm not saying me, but no one would get a look until they turned 18. I guess that's bad.
No one would get a look.
Yes, and if that's wrong, then you know. Let me tell you something now. If we get any, I'm gonna forward any email that I get without opening it from any student directly to the administration. And if the girls hate my guts, I guess that's, you know, part of the, that's my life. You know.
All right. Ron Tarn, what does that mean? That's your life?
Well, I mean, that's the way I was when I was in high school myself. You know, I was a nerd and a dork, and the girls, you know. So, okay, fine. So,
Well, all right, but Ron, this is not the time of life for you to work out some adolescent problems.
No, I understand it.
And it's not the time, of, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, but there are other issues here that are more serious.
No, I know that, but I'm just telling you. I start teaching this school, and I find out that there's nude shots, and, no, I guess Ron Turner doesn't get to see him.
No, you don't get to see him. You're an adult.
I know that. But I find out from Masters, he saw, well...
Oh, he did he? Well, here's a guy. Stay as far away from that guy as you can.
No. I don't... I misspoke.
Yeah, well, you misspoke, huh? If you get a cop calling you, asking you these questions, man...
There's no... He didn't see... Somebody said they saw something, but I think it was actually one of the faculty. There's a woman by the name of Miss Ryan, and I think she... Well, I'll tell you. She sent a picture of her ass. And it was one of those Xerox...
Okay, I don't care. All right, I don't care.
No, but don't you think that's irresponsible that a female faculty member sat on a Xerox at, it might have been one of the Christmas parties or something, but sat on a Xerox and took a picture of her ass?
I don't know. 877-876-7445. Margaret, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dr. Ron Tarner.
Yes. What is your name again, sir?
My name is Dr. Ron Tarner.
All right. I am a mother of an adolescent boy, and a lot of times I think I'm the mother of two adolescent boys. I'm married to a very my husband Frank, who sometimes can be very childish. You were talking about these underage girls sending sexual pictures, and my son, who is a 14-year-old and is currently attending himself a magnet school in the Santa Monica, California area, called Bergdorf. Bergdorf. Do you know the name Bergdorf?
I don't. Is that the one named after the actor?
It was named in an... It was an honorary naming of Gary Bergdorf.
Okay, I know the school, yeah. And
well, hold on. What do you mean, Gary... the guy from MASH?
Yes, that's right. It's a magnet school that was named in honor of Gary Bergdorf.
I thought his name was Berghoff.
I did, too. Berghoff?
No, the name is Bergdorf. Can I do the phone call, Phil, or do you just want to go ahead and preempt me?
I'm sorry, Margaret. I've never heard Mr... I've never heard the gentleman...
The name is, if you want to pronounce it, in the Germanic. If you care at all about what is proper, the name is Gary Bergdorf. And it was the Gary Bergdorf Middle School, and that's where my son, Jason J. Delmonico, attends.
All right, and your son's name is Jason?
No, I just got done telling you my son's name is Jason J. Wow!
Yeah, no crew there tonight, Henry.
No. Hey, well, hold on for just a second so that we're all on the same page.
No, I mean, that's just...
No, hold on so we're all on the same page. We can't hear you. You've got a TV turned up.
Frank, I turned the TV down.
I'm watching... rerun of Sea
Hunt. I don't give a damn. How's that?
It's still loud, but anyway.
Frank, turn it down.
I told you it's the Sea Hunt Marathon.
There's a Sea Hunt Marathon. Is that all right, Phil?
I don't know. I mean, I just... Ms. Gray, you called the show.
Don't be exasperated, Phil, okay?
Phil, is this a regular of yours? Who is this lady? Is she one of your regulars?
Hold on for a minute. I'm running the show... I will ask the questions, and if I find that there is a miscommunication going on or there are people who are not communicating properly, I will hang up on them. Ms. Gray, I am asking you simply to respect that. Now, you know, if the name is Bergdorf, okay, it's Bergdorf. I never heard of it. Dr. Tarner's an educator. He's a scientist. Okay.
And does Dr. Tarner live in Santa Monica, California?
Would you just hold on for a minute?
No, I do not.
Bingo.
Hold on for a minute. We're getting way off. You called in with a specific reason.
I did, and I'd like to get to it.
All right, then get to it and get off of how anybody understands a school. You have to understand that it's kind of a big thing. I didn't know that Gary Berghoff had a school named after him.
You really want to push my buttons tonight, don't you?
All right, Berghoff, I didn't know that.
All right. Gary Berghoff was a marvelous character actor in the very marvelous television program. Madge, did you see that program, Doctor?
Yes, I did. I remember the program.
All right. Gary Berghoff played Radar. I guess Phil's going to flip out if I don't say Radar. But the French is Radar.
What is that? What do you mean the French? That's something that he's into. He always likes to pronounce French.
Hey, Frank, just go in there and watch your Sea Hunt marathon before I put this high heel and the heel of this high heel into one of your eyeballs.
God.
All right. I've been listening to your domestic dispute there. Can we move on?
Yes. I'm simply saying that Gary Berghoff, who played Radar... All right, you happy, Phil?
Yeah, that's fine.
This is the magnet school, Dr. Turner. So my son, Jason J. Delmonico, came home and his cell phone was loaded with these images. And I am telling you, it was loaded down. And as you know, cyber images and email doesn't have any real physical weight because it's digital. And yet, the content was so filthy, and he had so many of these that had been sent to him by these girls whose parents, and I know some of the parents, believe me when I tell you, so it doesn't surprise me. These girls had sent my son, Jason J. Delmonico, so many filthy pictures that the cell phone seemed heavier. You know what I mean by that?
Well, yes. No, I don't. This gets into the wheelhouse of what I'm talking about, Mr. Henry, that here's a kid who's getting more of an eyeful than I've gotten in the last... I'm 42 years of age, and he's got more of an eyeful at the age of 14 than I've yet to get at 42.
All right, I'm not interested in that. What is your point, Ms. Gray?
What do you mean? That was very rude of you.
What is your point, Ms. Gray, or I'm hanging up?
My point is this. When my son came home with these images, and I went through each one after the other, after the other, after the other... Crotchless panties, no underwear. No.
All right, and the point is...
You know what?
Hang up on
him. Hang up on him. Frank just got your gender right.
I thought you were talking to a woman.
No, it's Phil Henry.
Oh, okay. Hang up on him.
Well...
I hang up on you. How's that? Unreal. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. What, Ron?
I'm sorry, Phil, but you just said, I hang up on you. That was almost like you were a Moloch. And
all right, just get rid of these people, man. Hey, you flip it out, Phil. You better believe I'm flipping out. 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Henry Show, a Moloch.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
I hang up on you.
For more information on this and other great talk programs, go to talkradionetwork.com. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
New York Times. Ron Turner finishing up the hour with us here as we have been discussing sexting. And you saw what I was doing there, Ron?
Yeah, I'm very fascinated by that.
Well, it's the front page of the New York Times for people who've been with us here on Phil TV and HD. And I know, Ron, you have. I have a wonderful set of CD-ROMs or a CD-ROM of the New York front pages of the New York Times.
Okay, that's what that is. All right, because I saw you have different dates.
Yeah, we have. It's every front page of the New York Times from 1851 to 2008, and it's fascinating because.
Can you read the stories?
You can read whatever the story is on the front page. You can't. It's only the front page.
All right, so you don't get the back sections.
No, you don't. But it's it's fun because you go back and you look at different different things.
Well, you know what I would love to do is get that. I'd like to go back and look at, you know, for instance, when Pluto was discovered and what people thought about that, or when Mars, you know what I'm saying?
You mean the different sort of astronomical things that made the front page?
Well, yeah. You know, there are certain things in the world of astronomy that do make the front page. Most of it doesn't. Most of it is generally relegated, Phil, to the astronomy journals or the astrophysic journals, and is only read by other scientists. But occasionally, and this was the case with the discovery of the Pluto, which is the furthest planet in our solar system, or so far. We believe that there is now another planet, a tenth planet. And I don't know how many planets there are, and I don't think it's important. There are a lot of people in my discipline that think, oh, you have to know the names of all the planets. And it makes me sick to have to keep explaining to people.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Why don't you think you should?
Why don't I think I should what?
Why don't you? You're an astronomer. Why wouldn't you know the name of all the planets? The names of?
Well, what's the point, you know? If you sit, guys like Stephen Hawking, and you know that I've talked about Hawking a lot.
Well, you don't like Hawking.
No, I don't like Hawking. No, I don't.
And I think that is in and of itself a very interesting discussion. You don't like him because...
Well, don't start putting words in my mouth, Phil. You know,
all right, well, you tell my audience, but am I wrong in saying that you have evidence on our show you've said in the past you don't like Hawking because he writes dirty jokes?
Well, he writes jokes that I think are ethnically offensive. He's done a lot of Polish jokes. He's emailed a lot of those. And I don't see where a guy, and this is my problem, I understand that, but how can a guy who lives basically 24/7 in a hoveround get as many women as he does? That's the problem, you know.
Well, like you said, that's your problem, though. Why should that be, you know, that's why would you dislike him?
I just don't like him for it. I don't like a guy who's a human pretzel sitting in a hoveround, and he's got one piece of ass after the neck.
All right, watch the language, Ron, okay?
I'm sorry, Phil. I apologize.
Yeah, watch the language.
I mean, it is late at night.
I understand that. Just watch the language. All right, let's get off of Dr. Hawking, because I don't think there's any point to this discussion. It's bizarre for me to hear you talk that way.
Look, I don't take anything away from him scientifically, although I think a lot of people don't get credit for some of the work that he does. I admit it's my problem.
All right, since it's your problem, let's move on. Tell me about this whole thing, the newspapers, Pluto, but the fact that you don't need to know the names of the planets.
All right, well, first of all, Phil, what I would ask is that you not make me sound like a dumbass, all right? Because this is not uncommon among astronomers. You talk to one astronomer after the next, and we go to these meetings. And I said to Jerry Bunch, who's one of the top astronomers back east. He's at the Yale School, and he's done work with the Covington Planetary, the planetarium there in Connecticut. And he agrees with me. He says it's a real pain in the you-know-what to have these young astronomers right out of school coming, oh, I know the names of all the planets, you know, Uranus. That's the other thing. It's childish. And
all right, let me get a phone call here, 877-876-7445, and let's go over here to Lloyd. Lloyd, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir. Mr. Henry, I enjoy your program every night, and I listen every night and enjoy it very much.
Thank you.
To your guest, your name is what, sir?
Rod Carter.
Dr. Carter, yes. You know, I've been to... school, but I didn't achieve the level of erudition and tuition to which you have achieved. I'm an ordinary man. I was a Korean War veteran.
Well, thank you for your service to our country, sir.
Was I?
Thank you very much for your service to our country.
Thank you. But I find it, a little strange, and I heard this part, and I said to my wife, I'm going to call in, because I don't usually call into these shows.
Well, that's not true.
And I beg your pardon?
Well, you've called my show before.
No, I have not called your show before. This is the first time, and if I have called your show before, I'd appreciate it if you would just go along with...
All right, you've never called my show before.
Well, the cat's out of the bag now. I mean, I obviously I know that you have called the show before.
That's what I mean. if you had gone along with me. And
what is your point? I'm a little impatient with callers tonight.
All right, I'll get to my point. For you not to know the names of the planets, that's seven shades of stupid, in my book.
Well, you know what, sir? I know the dynamics of black hole and wormhole. I know all of that. So why do I have to know the name of Saturn, or is it because you're getting off on Uranus, too?
What? No, sir. I know there's a planet called Uranus, and I don't overuse it in the childish manner that you are talking about. I simply am asking, why don't you know the names of the planets?
I know some of them.
You know some? What are the names? You're an astronomer, and you know some of the names of the planets.
I can tell you that I know Venus.
All right.
Earth.
Well, bingo.
You know, I don't have to put up with it.
Okay, that's great. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, our news and information hour coming up. God.
Is the jelly, is the caller still there? Is the caller there?
No.
Well, I know the names of the planets. Does anyone care?
No.
Phil Hendry.
May you live below the crust of the earth with the...